Shalom Uvracha. We're starting the fourth week of this Nisayon from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Bezrat Hashem, we're going to continue being Mitzrazik, Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're taking advantage of the situation to come closer to Him and bring ourselves and all Klal Yisrael, the Yeshua that Hashem wants to bring us. Pasuk in Tehillim Tezayin, Michtom leDavid Shemreini Kel, Ki Chosisi Boch. Michtom, what is this Michtom of David? Rashi says Michtom is the crown of David HaMelech. The crown represents the fact that he's the king. There's something else about the crown. In Hebrew it's called a Keter. The word Keter means something that surrounds something else. And the various psukim in Tanakh that describe to be machte means to surround a person or a place. And the keter, basically what it represents is his entire head is surrounded by the crown. His whole brain is within the confines of the crown. And the crown shows the fact his sovereignty, the fact that he's a king, the fact that he's powerful. He's focused on the fact that he has power, and he's using his power to benefit his entire nation. David HaMelech is saying, my power, my crown, is not my head. It's not my body. Beside myself, I'm nothing. Shani l'atzmi moni. Even though he's a powerful king, great warrior, but he realized, he said, atzmo, he has nothing. My crown is Shemreini Kel, that I know that Hashem is watching over me, Ki Chosisi Boch, because I put my bitochen, I rely on the Kadosh Baruch Hu to protect me. And this is our crown, our strength, the thing that puts us in a position to be powerful over all those around us. Just like the powerful king is the one who is above everybody else, we become above everybody else by the fact that we recognize that our power does not stem from ourselves. It stems from the fact that we are under the control and protection of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So this is, once again, Hashem is giving us this message and strengthening this message. We should not rely on anything other than our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem has showed us so clearly that the things that the average person would rely on, a very powerful army with weapons, intelligence system, everything perfect to give us peace of mind, they have no value. They cannot do what is necessary. We have seen in Hashem lo yishma'il, shav shokot shomer. If Hashem is not the one who's giving the siyata shemaya, then all these shomerim, all the power that we have, all the protection we have is worthless. With Hashem, it has value. Without Hashem, it's no value. It's all totally on Hashem. And the way we bring Hashem into the picture is by the fact that we recognize that He's supreme. He's the Melech HaOlam. And He puts the crown on our head if we put the crown on His head. Kav Yochel. Ki Chosisi Boch. And the Dov Melech continues with that. That how do I do this? How do I bring this crown about? Shivisi Hashem l'negdi tzomid ki miminim balemot. Which is the first halach in Shulchan Aruch. It says that a Jewish person is always supposed to pay attention to the fact that he's always with Hashem. If he's sitting, standing, walking, he's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I realize Hashem is with me. David HaMelech says in Kuf Lamites, Ato Yodata Shifti Vekumi. You know what happens and how it happens for me to get up and sit down. We don't even know what's going on. In order to sit up and stand up and walk, it's such a complex combination of processes within the body, extremely, extremely complicated. Millions and millions of things happen and be synchronized and everything at the right time, the right place. Said David HaMelech, when I'm walking, I'm not just walking. A guy just walks. A Jewish person who walks, he realizes, Ato Yodata. You Hashem, you know what's behind this. And I try to appreciate it, even if I don't know all the pratim. You can study physiology and be more knowledgeable about it. But it's just amazing, amazing gift that Kosh Bo gives us Just the fact that we could stand up and walk. And the Betzim, when we get up in the morning, these are part of the Birchas HaShachar that we say. We say, Birchas HaShachar, Matir Asurim, I'm out of my deep sleep and I can move my body. During deep sleep, we can't move our body. No, I can move my body. Baruch Hashem, I got out of that. Zoykev Kafufim, not only that, I can move my body, I can stand up. Stand upright. Don't fall down. One of the other amazing things of the balance of a human being. And all the other brachas that we say after it's about. Mechim Mitzadi Gover, Shasa Lekot Zoki. Hashem made it possible for me to walk, which is another complex thing. Also, the Kotzoki gave us shoes to walk on. This is the way David HaMelech looked at life. Hashem is always with me, and Hashem gives me my power. And with that, the Yetzer sometimes tells us, one second, if you're paying attention the entire time, you're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it gets a little nerve-wracking. You have to watch out how you behave, and that's the halacha. You have to watch out how you behave in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in front of Melech Gadol. Says David HaMelech, that's not the case. If you really know the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Misadechot Shevisi Hashem Lenegdi Somed, Hashem is always in front of me. Lochein Somach Libi VaYogel Kvoydi VaBsori Yishkon LaVetach. Because I realize Hashem is always with me, that causes me always to be in a state of happiness, of Simcha. VaYogel Kvoydi, my Kovid, my self-esteem is always, Yogel is always getting a higher level of simcha. The Malbim says Yogel is a simcha that is a new simcha, something you weren't expecting. And the more you pay attention to what's going on in your body and everything around you, you suddenly notice another chiddush, another chesed we're getting from HaKadosh Baruch, another siyata shemai that things worked out the way I was hoping. That brings us a constant simcha with the fact that I'm in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I've been so Yishko Novetach, my whole body is always in a state of peace of mind. Yishko Novetach. Whatever's going out there, what's going on around us, does not shake us up. Because by paying attention to the fact that we have the crown of the King on our head, we are protected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha is with us every second. When it says that you should imagine that you're in front of a king, it's not just a game, it's the real thing. That's a reality. And that's what Bitochen is about. To leave the world of imagination, fantasy, and go into the world of reality. Unfortunately, in times of stress that we're going through right now, the imagination can work against us and create all kind of fears. Maybe this will happen, maybe that will happen, maybe the third thing will happen. And that's where it comes in. Put on your crown that circles your head, encompasses all your thoughts, and focus and pay attention to the bigger picture. Hashem is on top of this whole scene. And the ones that are with Hashem are the ones that get his protection. They're his part. They become part of his royal family. Should be all zeicha to take advantage of this time, like we said. Pay attention to all those things we didn't pay attention to. Going to sleep, getting up, breathing, the neshama we have, the Torah mitzvahs that we have, the ability to get out of our sleep and stand up and walk, use our hands properly, everything, non-stop. Yogel Kvoidi, new simchas that are coming up, new appreciation, and with that we're going to have newer and stronger hashgacha, and we'll be in the bechina of Besor Yishka and Levetach. We will always feel that peace of mind, that things are under control, and by doing so, Mirz Hashem, we will hasten the end of this situation and see the Geula b'Mehera v'Yameinu.